www.thebrightside.gov.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. I think it's a real tragedy. I believe in gun control, but I also am wondering if you have a person that has all the resources at the University of Colorado as a neuroscience PhD student, why you would need anything other than a gun. He had a bulletproof vest, he had tear gas, and I would think that to purchase those would be more aberrant behavior than something as simple as a gun.
There's a talk radio caller in Colorado who says that even if there were stricter gun control laws, it wouldn't have changed what happened in that movie theater in Aurora. The shooting in Colorado will be number one this week, I predict, and that's where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. With attention given now to radio host Jonathan Brandmeier, he talks to Brian Firegar, who was in the movie theater in Aurora when that shooting took place.
How do you feel about what you've seen over the weekend? I'm curious about what everybody feels about what they watched and felt. Have you had a chance to let this sink in?
Yeah, it's really hit me, but I'm trying to get past it because I don't want to just stay depressed.
Yeah, there was a report on people just sit the post-traumatic stress disorder, and it can happen to anybody, not just warriors or Vietnam vets or vets of any type. It can happen to anybody.
Yeah, that's true, and that's what I fear getting, but I'm just talking about it with other people, and that's really helping me out.
Okay. Once again, repeating, when you were in the theater, you were tell us exactly what you saw there. You were right in the middle of it, right in the craziness. This guy comes in.
Okay, so this guy comes in from the emergency exit, takes out the tear gas and throws it up. It flies around and pops. And right when the smoke is diffusing and dispersing, he starts shooting me.
Okay, and so you got up and you got out of there, obviously.
Yeah.
Bolted out the door. Now, so over the weekend, you're watching this stuff. What else did you see? What else did you hear around this weekend that has changed you? Anything else that you know, it's Friday's one thing. You're in shock. There's no question about it. You're in the theater when a guy walks in and begins shooting at you while you're trying to enjoy a Batman movie. And so now you've had a chance to be calm about it. What else is in your head?
Well, I just really want to know what's going to happen to this guy. To Holmes, I want to see what's going on with him. That's really on my mind right now.
Brian, I'm interested in, you know, so many people want to reach out to you and be supportive of you, but at the same time, while you're being treated like a bit of a celebrity, you might want to just be alone. What's the conflict been like that for you? I mean, are people helping you, or are you sort of being crowded too much?
Well, it's actually, I'm doing actually pretty well. I don't want to get too overwhelmed, but I do appreciate the help.
Yeah, so, you know, people are obviously trying to reach out and trying to be part of this and be helping with you, but I guess what I'm not hearing, and I never hear it, maybe it's me. I mean, every time I saw this guy's face, I wanted to reach through the screen and choke him. That's just me. I don't want to hear about his life. I don't care what he did in school. I don't care about his high school photograph. I don't care about him. I care about your friends that were shot in the theater. And that's what I'm not trying to get you riled up. Certainly, I'd rather have you not be that. But it just seems to me I don't hear that anywhere. I don't hear any of that real outrage. But I guess the sadness is still there, so you're really just not letting it sink in.
Yeah, well, I was feeling that way, like, the day after, but I started thinking more about my friends, and I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. By the way, in Chicago now, we talked about this, the AMC Theater said, we will not allow any guests into our theaters in costumes that make other guests feel uncomfortable. When you saw the guy in a costume, did you think, well, there's a guy in a costume? You just, as everybody said, they thought it was part of the Batman hype, right?
Yeah, it was very surprising. I thought it was just a fan.
They say that they will not allow people to face cover their mask or use any fake weapons inside the building. Very good idea.
Yeah.
Up next, more on the shooting and the debate over gun control here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
Here's more on the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the Colorado shooting with Talk host Richard Randall here. The increasing feeling a lot of people have is that we just aren't safe anywhere anymore, and he talks about that.
And I think of the world we live in, especially for young people. We live in a world where, what, it's not safe to go to school? Think Columbine and all the others. And on Sunday, you know, you go to church, and, well, it's not safe to go to church. Think New Life. Although there's a side of me that says, boy, you know, you wouldn't have seen a shooting like that at a Unitarian church. No offense to liberal churches, but the hatred just seems to be directed at one, you know, band of religion, Christianity. And it wouldn't be safe now to go to a movie theater. I think there were, you know, I don't know how you talk to your kids. I don't know how they learned about it. Whether they were your kids, your grandkids, or your nieces, nephews, whatever. I worry about young people. They're going to grow up in a world where this is just normal. And is it going to happen again? You better believe it's going to happen again. I wish I could sit here today and tell you, no, you know what? This isn't going to happen again. So what will we have? Will we have, it'll be like an airport when you go to a theater. Surprised in some places based on gangbangers and whatnot that hasn't become the case. But are we going to have, you know, security everywhere? You want to go to see the new Madagascar movie with your kids? And what? I either need to bring a gun with me? Yeah, possibility. Or everybody needs to go through screening, and then we find all of the creative ways for the nut jobs like this to do something. I worry about it. I worry about kids growing up in a world where the term lockdown is even part of their vocabulary. Kids are more resilient than I think we ever imagined. But this is a hell of a world we're raising kids in. I'm telling you that right now. And does it surprise me that people are screwed up? It does not surprise me that people are screwed up. I'm not going to use today as a podium to speculate on why this particular killer is more screwed up than other people or than other killers. I will tell you, though, disagree with some people. Heard some guy today was saying, well, you know, it's just crazy. And that's all it is. It's like a cancer of the brain. It's like somebody having, you know, a disease of the brain. And that's all the explanation there is. It's broken. And to even want the death penalty for a guy like this is like stepping on baby chicks. Stepping on baby chicks. I would say this. When you start looking at all of these people, I'm no psychologist, but I understand human nature. I understand the difference between having a feeling and having an impulse and having control over that impulse. I understand being so angry that you see red and you might have a stupid impulse. I get that. That's you know, wired into our brains. But picture how much attention, I want you to do this, picture how much attention, how much lasting attention will continue to go to a divisive issue like the Trayvon Martin case, which is, again, centered around not race, but quote-unquote law and order, a person trying to make sure that he had a safe community, and how much goes to this.
Here's radio host Doug Meehan with legal analyst Josh Davis. They talk about what happens next in this particular case now that the shooter has had his first appearance in court.
A lot of people are talking about, obviously, the victims and these wonderful human beings that were taken from this planet. And then on the other side, you have this perceived lunatic. And what was the mental state of this person? And if he is proven to be mentally ill, could it be used as an excuse for his crime?
A couple different things. The first is that it's important to just remember that paying attention to the person who perpetrated the crime is part of what we have to do. It's not, I think, fundamentally inconsistent with remembering and feeling the deep sense of loss shared by the folks in Colorado.
Yes, there is a place and time to be talking about all aspects of this story, which include talking about the suspect and what happens next.
And the legal system here is going to become a bunch of the focus. I mean, one of the things that the Colorado police did this weekend was to secure secure the apartment get evidence out of it. And that evidence is going to be used in the prosecution of this man. And the other thing that people start to think about is what will he say, if anything, in his defense? And I think there is a real basis to suspect that he will plead that he is not guilty by reason of insanity. And I think that as that starts to happen, one of the responses that a lot of us have naturally to that plea is outrage. Because how can it be that someone would be excused from a crime like this? Mm. I want to say two things about that. The first is, I do not believe that Mr. Holmes will be found not guilty by reason of insanity, because the standard is quite narrow and it doesn't protect people who are capable of both premeditation and appreciating the wrongfulness of their conduct. And there is enough information already about what this young you almost hesitate to use the word man.
But right, he's 24 person, years old. Like, sure, why
this,
not? Yeah.
What this young person did, to believe both that he planned it for a very long time, and second, that he understood the likely response of law enforcement, because I gather he was on a website called Adult Friend Finder, and on that website he asked someone if they would be willing to visit him in jail. That may well be case closed on insanity.
Up next, let's move to the scandal at Penn State, next on the Countdown.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault. With 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio and talk television in review. That certainly includes on sports talk radio as well as the general interest talk, the Penn State situation. Here's host Bill Cunningham with Guy Cipriano from the Center Daily Times and State College about the number of people who still support Joe Paterno.
Are there strong pockets of support still for Joe Paterno, even though clearly he protected a rapist who rapes children? He protected him. He made sure he had access to Penn State. He was told at least as early as 1998 that Jerry Sandusky was a pedophile. He did the absolute minimum by telling his superiors, but he still had gave Jerry Sandusky access to Penn State emblems, Penn State facilities, Penn State bowl games with children. Are there still strong pockets of support for Joe Pa in Happy Valley?
Absolutely they are. I mean, anyone that was at the statue when it was taken down would see that there were people there that still feel passionately about this man. You'd see, reasonable people, 30, 40, 50-year-old males and females, college-educated, living in a place like State College with tears this morning when that statue went down and they hauled it back into the loading dock of Beaver Stadium. So, yeah, he definitely still has support. You have a lot of people that only want to believe the good times. They don't want to maybe believe everything about the man, and there's still a lot of people that feel very passionate about Joe Paterno. There's people that believe that he provided a lot for the community, and there's some people that just see no wrong in the man, and there's a lot of anger towards the university still, not so much for the way they've fired Joe Paterno, but the way they've handled things recently. I mean, even today, the university makes a decision that's obviously going to tell you a lot of emotions to take down a statue, and nobody from the university, none of the leaders or none of the people who made the decision are available to answer questions, and that's one of the big things in the free report is that Penn State needed to be more open and accountable, and it seems like less than 2 weeks after the free report was released, Penn State's back to its old ways, not answering questions about events that mean a lot to the people in the university community and the community as a whole.
Here's host Mary Walter with one of her callers about the fines and sanctions handed down by the NCAA against Penn State.
If you didn't hear, they were fined $60 million. That is the one-year gross revenue for the football team. That money is going to be used for an endowment for children who are the victims of sexual abuse across the country. That's a great idea. They will be banned for 4 years from post-game play. Their scholarships for football have been reduced from 25 to 15, but any of those scholarship players can transfer to another school and play immediately. And it vacates all their wins from 1998 to 2011. And I think some of those punishments, yes, they mean business, but it punishes people who weren't involved at all. On my Facebook page, Brian says, I don't like the truth hurts the current kids argument. Rarely do these things come out quickly. I think they got off easy. How about they wear pink for the next 10 years? Very funny, Brian. Hi, Dan. So what do you think about this?
I'll tell you what. I think NCAA, made a PC / PR move. I just feel like they really didn't have a say in the matter. They went after they got Sandusky. He's going to be put away for the rest of his life, and that's a befitting crime. Whatever their laws were, he got what he got and deserved it. If anybody up there in that school can be criminally charged for a cover-up, I think the state ought to take over and prosecute them. And if not, and if there was a cover-up, that's where your civil lawsuits come in. A good lawyer, they can really, I ain't saying, go after the school, but go after the people. If the school is in any way involved, people representing the school were involved, that's where your civil lawsuits come in. But as far as I know, football, any kind of sport, is not about child molestation. Sandusky was a criminal. He took that position and he preyed on kids, took advantage of his position. I don't think, being part of the football program had anything to do with whether he was molesting kids or not.
Up next, more on the punishment for Penn State as the Talk Radio Show continues.
Great news for back to school. Right now, get one Samsung Epic 4G Touch, Sprint's most popular Android phone, for $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate, and get one free. Plus, Sprint is the only network with truly unlimited data, text, and calling to any mobile while on the Sprint network. And there's no data throttling, metering, or overages. Visit Sprint.com/EpicTouch or a Sprint store. Ends 8/18. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Requires new line activation or eligible upgrade on select plans. Both lines subject to 2-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee, credit approval, and deposit. Prohibited network use and restrictions apply.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.75%. APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.75%, APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. 206-2237.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99. And get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Back to the countdown, turning our attention to the fines and sanctions handed down by the NCAA against Penn State. Here are our hosts, Brock Heward and Mike Salk. They talk about the NCAA and whether or not it did a good job punishing Penn State for covering up Sandusky's crimes.
Personally, I think this is a fantastic job by the NCAA. My impression all along, Brock, and what my feeling all along is that they should have gone with the death penalty. This may not be that, but it is pretty darn close. I think that they did, in effect, the right thing. I, as somebody who was out for blood in this thing, I find myself satisfied today by what the NCAA did. I thought they handled it well. I thought they explained very well what gave them the authority and the power to do what they did. I find myself satisfied.
I can't imagine anybody sitting out there going, not enough. I can't imagine if there's someone going, you know what, they deserve the death penalty. This is not the death penalty. Okay, they're going to get to play football, but this cuts out the legs of the program. And I think you can argue, and I heard Colin Cowherd say it this morning, 10 years. The amount of penalty, 4 years of a bowl ban, that's double what USC got. 4 years of scholarships, $60 million in fines. The Big Ten weighing in saying, you get none of our pot. You will not share in any of our bowl proceeds and any of our money as well. You're cutting out the depth. You're cutting out recruiting. You're cutting out the opportunity really to compete. Yes, they will get to play football on the field, and that's really the biggest difference between the death penalty. But I'd be hard-pressed to imagine, as you said, if you were bloodthirsty here, and I think most people were very emotional and are going to side on the case of hammer these guys and bring it all down and bring the program down. I can't imagine you waking this morning to hearing these landmark penalties and saying to yourself, still not enough.
Well, look, I would have done more. I'm not complaining. I'm not ripping anybody or saying they didn't do enough, but I would have done more. I think a $60 million fine could have been higher than that. I mean, remember, and I read this morning, one guy donated $90 million to Penn State for, I think, their swimming and aquatic center. I mean, $60 million in the grand scheme of college sports, I know it sounds like a ton of money, is not that much money. It is not an overwhelming amount of money.
The University of Washington and Damon have tried to raise $50 million for their stadium for the last 2 years for their stadium expansion. You ask those guys, and in Washington's a pretty legit program, what it was like to raise $50 million, very difficult to do in these times. Okay, yes, 10 years ago or what have you, and there are obviously some enormous boosters and donors that can cut a very large check, but mm-hmm. $60 million is not insignificant.
I didn't say it was insignificant. I said that it should have been more.
Okay.
I would have probably started at $100 million instead of $60, but fine. I think they did a great job by vacating the wins. I think that was the very first thing you had to do in order to make this whole penalty work.
Here's how Scott Pazan with sports talk radio host Deke Balavia, they break down what the punishment from the NCAA really means for Penn State.
What are these sanctions, what do these penalties mean?
Initially, right off the bat, Scoot, it means, let me say this. By not giving Penn State University the death penalty, it allows, I think, to move forward where there is punishment on those now who obviously didn't have anything to do with this, but it still allows them to play football. And as a lot of people are coming forward saying, well, I feel bad for the kids. Well, let me tell you something. I understand that, but every one of these kids now is free and clear to transfer. And there's a rule in Division I. You cannot transfer from a Division I institution to another Division I institution without sitting out a year. These kids instantaneously become immediately eligible, meaning that if a kid is playing for Penn State next week, Michigan starts football practice, he can transfer to the University of Michigan and play football in 2012. So there are options there. But as far as what they have going on right now, the reduction of scholarships, so forth, here's the thing, Scoot. The reason why this is so unique and more unique perhaps than any other institution in all of college sports is that for 70 years they've been tied to one man. When coaches went in living rooms, they sold them on the tradition that who built? Joe Paterno. They sold them on blue and white, white and blue, Joe Paterno. Penn State, Joe Paterno. Now, you have to have a whole new strategic ball game of what are you Southern kids going to come to Penn State for now? And I think now is you'll find out what type of people are in the Penn State community, because it's ultimately the people that are there who are going to make this thing survive and make this ship be sailed back in the right direction, their support. And I can only imagine, Scoot, that if this sort of happened to LSU or another big school, that on September 1st when the season started, the fans would pack the stadium, they would be in support of the kids that were there, because this is now people can move forward. And I talked to a guy that I admire and I work with for several years, and I love him like a brother, Mike Conte, and he told me today, he's a fourth generation grad at Penn State, he said my girlfriend and I, who also went to Penn State, we were in a car when we heard Mark Emmert come down with the sanctions. He said, you know, we knew it was going to be bad, and we are, you know, it's a sad day, he said, but now it's almost like we can start to move forward.
Up next, let's get to the campaign trail here on the countdown.
Great news for back to school. Right now, get one Samsung Epic 4G Touch, Sprint's most popular Android phone, for $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate, and get one free. Plus, Sprint is the only network with truly unlimited data, text, and calling to any mobile while on the Sprint network. And there's no data throttling, metering, or overages. Visit Sprint.com/EpicTouch or a Sprint store. Ends 8/18. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Requires new line activation or eligible upgrade on select plans. Both lines subject to 2-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee, credit approval, and deposit. Prohibited network use and restrictions apply.
Granger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgranger.com or stop by a branch today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days. And I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Talk radio in review, and we get up to certainly one of the top three items of the week, the presidential race. Here host Brian Freeman has Paul Bedard from the Washington Examiner on his program talking about President Obama and Mitt Romney temporarily suspending their campaigns, or at least the negative ads, after the shooting in Colorado.
Both the president and Mitt Romney made statements suspending basically the campaign for a day. Am I right on that?
And for even longer, the negative attack ads in Colorado, they're trying to, help the healing that needs to be done in that state. Of course, you had Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. They both put out similar statements saying their prayers and thoughts are with them and kind of leaving it at that. The president, is in his role as healer-in-chief, more or less, went to Aurora over the weekend to meet with the families. But even then, he quoted scripture and told a couple of stories about what happened. But what didn't happen was nobody politicized the event.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't heard a lot of talk, outside of the usual suspects, calls for gun control. And even on the other side, the NRA has gone into radio silence also. I think they're waiting for it to come. But as we've seen since Columbine, neither side, especially the Democrats, want to get involved in a debate on gun control.
I don't make this too political, but because of such tragedy that occurred there, but in some cases this is a chance for a candidate to show that he's presidential, if you will, Romney in particular, or the president being president, here's how I'm going to go in and take care of everyone.
I don't know about you, but I didn't see it. The president flew in for 2 hours at an Air Force base, made a short statement, skedaddled to go do some campaigning out west. Mitt Romney has talked a little bit about it, but he's on his way to London and to do some politicking in Israel. So I think they kind of want to leave it alone. There wasn't that, Reagan moment or Bill Clinton type of moment at all.
So how long do they wait until they start the political rock throwing again?
That'll start soon enough in states that aren't around Colorado. I don't know what you're seeing in your TV ads, but our TV ads in Virginia are just as vicious as they were.
Oh, that hasn't stopped at all.
No, not at all.
It's still there. What else on your radar inside the Beltline?
We're taking a look at, how Obama is doing fairly well in a lot of these battleground states, and that's offset by new polling that we've been shown that shows that the white vote is not with Barack Obama this time. I think, we're seeing it a lot in states like North Carolina, where the white vote went with Obama, maybe 40-45% in the 2000 election, and now nationally he's down to 38%. 68%, you know, and there's a pollster that I talk to a lot, Celinda Lake. She's a Democratic pollster. She says, listen, if Obama isn't at 40%, curtain.
Here's host Jack Harris and Corey Dillon talking to former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani about the GOP convention coming up and who he thinks Mitt Romney ought to pick as a running mate.
Who are you pushing for vice presidential candidate?
Well, I'm not pushing anyone because I know this is a very individual decision. I'd be comfortable with just about every name that's been mentioned. I probably have a little bit more of a push in favor of Marco Rubio for a whole host of reasons. I was one of the first Republicans to support Marco when he ran for the Senate, and I'm very proud of that. And he's made me very proud in watching the way he's handled himself in the Senate. I know him probably better than most of the others, although I know Condi Rice quite well and would be very, very happy with her. And I think Marco brings something really very special to the ticket because he's so darn smart and he's charismatic and he's terrific at interviews and debates and speeches, and there's a level of excitement that he brings. I also think he makes a connection to the younger generation, which are all the things that would help Mitt Romney.
But is he ready?
Is he ready?
Yeah.
He was ready when he was born.
Yeah.
This is a very, very mature man.
Yeah.
You know, I think that what will happen, obviously, right away will be, well, he's been in the Senate only 2 years. Of course, President Obama was only in the Senate for 2 years.
Indeed.
So when you look at the rest of their resume, far more experience than President Obama had. He was Speaker of the lower house in Florida. That's a position much higher than President Obama ever got up to. It was a responsible position, an administrative position, all things that are missing in President Obama's resume, yet he was okay to be president.
Yeah, you were.
And then, of course, he's young, you know, and you'd always expect a vice president to be somewhat less experienced than the presidential candidate.
Well, and again, he certainly would bring appeal to the Latino vote, and that's something Republicans have been looking for.
I think he would, but without being a choice for that reason.
You know,
if Marco could be white, black, Latino, German, Italian, Irish, Jewish, he could be anything, and he'd be an excellent choice because he's very, very intelligent. He's got the right experience, just the right amount of experience. And he's got a certain charm that gives him, you know, charisma that you really want in somebody running for office. Now, Portman and Pawlenty would be excellent choices, too. And I think they probably are on the top of the list. This is really a very, very individual question. The main thing is, you know, Mitt Romney is going to win this election, or if the horrible thing happens from my point of view, when he loses, he's going to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is about Romney and Obama, not about Biden and whoever the vice presidential choices.
Here's host Eric Strauss with one of his callers who says he can't vote for Mitt Romney because he's just not conservative enough.
Larry.
You know, my biggest thing is I'm a conservative because, you know, we supposedly don't give up our principles and we make the hard decisions. The problem is with this voting with Romney, we have too many conservatives, you, Rush Limbaugh, and a bunch of others, at the last minute, switch up and forget about conservatism and go with the...
Look, Larry, I'm not forgetting where you're coming from. I'm not. But is this the election that you want to make this philosophical stand? Is this the election you want to do it? This one in particular? Because if you think Obama pushed through stuff... Let me ask you something. Do you think Obama pushed through a bunch of stuff in his first 3 years?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, so now we're going to make this philosophical stand on true conservative values and true this, and Romney doesn't fit that mold, and so then you're going to write in a candidate, or you're going to vote independent, or you're going to go Gary Johnson, and then next thing you know, Obama sweeps in for another 4 years. What do you think is going to happen?
All right.
Just tell me your view, because I don't get it. You want to throw me under the bus because I'm saying that we have to come together. So Romney doesn't fit the mold. He's what we've got, and we've got to get behind it.
And where has that got us?
It's got us Obama. It's gotten us 4 years of Obama. But look, this is not the time to do this. I'm just telling you.
It wasn't 20 years ago.
Oh,
why
boy.
Why we're going down the road, we're going down the road.
Okay, so do you think Clinton is as bad as Obama?
No, I think Clinton was better than Obama.
Okay, so Obama's pretty much the worst one we've got right now.
I understand that. And
so,
I agree with you.
But Larry, listen, this snubbing, this holding your nose or making some philosophical point, give Romney the shot and then go for your philosophical and dig in after that, because I don't think you see the dangers of four more years of Obamanism.
Up next, we shift to the escalating violence in Syria. We'll talk about that here on the Countdown Show in a matter of moments.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So the talk medium, the news talk radio world and television world are now including Syria in the top 10 list every day. Here from CNN, Senator McCain, John McCain talks to Candy Crowley about Syria and how we really can't wait very much longer to get involved.
I think it's far, far more complicated and difficult than if we had weighed in a long time ago. More al-Qaeda fighters, media reports that chemical weapons are being moved around, Israel being very concerned about some of those chemical weapons reaching Hezbollah, not to mention the massacre of 18,000 people, while this administration has relied on the goodwill of Russia in the United Nations Security Council, relied on Russia for a long period of time, that they would take Bashar Assad to Russia. It has been shameful. It is shameful. And we need to, and now the latest reports are they're going to help, but they're not going to provide weapons. They want other countries to do that. These are helicopter gunships, tanks, artillery that are slaughtering people. And now there is a risk, I'm not saying it's going to happen, a risk that in his desperation, Bashar Assad might use those chemical weapons. But clearly the Israelis see this as a serious threat because the situation has gone on and on and on. More extremists have come into the fight, the more difficulty there will be after this is over.
We kind of are where we are. Yes. So like as of right now, we are still sort of working through the UN or trying to work through the UN. And you laugh. I mean,
how many times do we have to try that? Kofi Annan's plan has been an abject failure. We keep supporting that. We keep hoping, pushing this reset button with Russia, that somehow they and China will. We are now bound by the decisions of the UN Security Council, which are dictated by by Russia and China. What do we need to do? We need to get arms and equipment to them. We need to establish a buffer zone. And
U.S. arms. You want to get U.S. arms.
Sure, why not? Why not? Russian arms are coming in. Iranians are on the ground. Meanwhile, the Iranians are helping Bashar Assad, and they are committing acts of they are committing terrorist acts around the world. They are planning on terrorist acts. The talks with Iran on their nuclear development is broken down. And where is the United States of America? The president has not yet, in my memory, in recent times, spoken up for the people who are being slaughtered in the streets of Aleppo, Homs, Damascus, and others today.
Host Bob Davis and Tom Emmer talking about the possible chemical and nuclear weapon stockpiles that there are in Syria.
You have the CIA right now trying to locate Syria's chemical weapons because they're concerned Assad will use them or ship them to Hezbollah, which will use them against Israel. Even talk about nuclear capabilities from Syria's 80s weapons campaign and possibly from Iraq back in the beginning of the Iraq conflict. They still think that some stuff got moved over to Syria. I don't even know if that's true. I'm not even trying to say that it is, but that's one of the things they were talking about. Israel is saying they're going to go in and get Syria's sophisticated and advanced Russian missile and anti-aircraft systems, which is, I believe it's the S-300. It's the very advanced SAM radar system with missiles. And then you have Russia and China and Iran lining up on the other side of this. David Brooks writes in the New York Times this weekend that Obama's a great foreign policy president.
Wow.
What is the matter with these people? Honestly, we started this. We started the whole ball rolling when he went over there and made a speech and talked about this. And our intelligence people have been fomenting this quote unquote civil war from day one. They're trying to get rid of this guy.
Right.
So you have
20,000 with what?
I don't know.
It looks like it could be another Muslim Brotherhood government.
Franchise.
Yeah. Well, but that's what it looks like, Bob. And the question is the Obama administration, are they supporting another Muslim Brotherhood change in power?
Honestly, I don't think that they know what they're supporting. You know, we've interviewed people many times.
He's a great foreign policy guy, right, David Brooks?
We've interviewed people who have actually calmly told us that getting rid of Assad helps the United States because it cuts off Hezbollah from Iran. I don't see how that's necessarily true to begin with. But is that worth starting a civil war that could potentially turn into a regional war? Because here's the thing. What if Assad decides to fire all his missiles at Israel just to take everybody down with him at this point? Now, I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but the Israelis think it. They canceled all their military leaves over the weekend and everything else because they think something's going to happen at any time. So here's some questions to think about. Okay? This is just as you monitor the story, here's some questions to think about. What if Iran decides to send troops into Syria to protect Assad? What will the greatest foreign policy president in the last 38 minutes do about that? What if Russia sends troops into Syria? Now, there are already advisors in there. What if they decide, you know what, we're going to do is send a battalion of Spetsnaz in there or something. What if Israel invades Syria in an attempt to get a hold of some of that sophisticated weaponry and it's discovered or resisted in some way, shape, or form by the Syrians? What if Assad decides to throw a Hail Mary, which you mentioned, by firing all his missiles and chemical weapons at Israel? What are they going to do when he uses, and he will, mustard gas against the quote-unquote revolutionaries or rebels or terrorists, depending on which side that you're on? What are they going to do about that? Because they've already said, we're not going to let that happen. You know, Hillary Clinton's already said, there's going to be a response. Oh, you call Russia and China and tell them that you're going to have a military response to them using mustard gas.
Right.
I don't think so.
Lots of meat in this hour of the Countdown. Check it all out by visiting the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougSteffen.com.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.